Army medical personnel have begun intensive training with doctors from Hackensack University Medical Center in New Jersey. The goal, to improve Army medical skills and boost readiness. It's called the Strategic Medical Asset Readiness Training Program, or SMART. Joining me with more about it, Dr. Ihor Sawchuk, president of Hackensack University Medical Center. Dr. Sawchuk, good to have you on.
Oh, it's great to be on. I think that this will give us a great opportunity to talk about a truly innovative partnership with the United States Army Reserve.
Tell us how it works.
So, again, this is a unique program where we partnered with the United States Army Reserve to provide high-quality, one-on-one training to our soldiers, ensuring that they have the critical skill sets they need to maintain readiness in order to successfully serve our country. Through Operation Hackensack SMART, soldiers will be partnered with their civilian counterparts here at Hackensack, known as team members, for 2 weeks of training using cutting-edge technology and, might I mention, at no additional cost to the government.
Now, these are people that are already MDs in the Army or future MDs that are in training?
No, these are not physicians. They could be physicians, but at this point, they are healthcare providers. For example, radiology technicians, clinical laboratory technicians, operating room nurses, nurses in the emergency trauma center. So these are the support personnel.
And how many people do you think will go through this, say, in the first year? I guess you've got the first group already underway.
We actually graduated the first group of 14 individuals. We had 14 soldiers in the founding class. There were 12 United States Army Reserve soldiers and two active duty Air Force personnel. They completed an intensive 14-day training program with us. They finished the program last week on Friday. We're looking forward to another class coming in a couple of months. And depending on the schedules with the United States Army Reserve, we'll see if we can get a few more classes done before the end of the year.
Well, they're not all necessarily from New Jersey. You're in Bergen County, but they could be from anywhere that the Army needs people to be trained.
So these individuals have come from various bases across the United States. And so, no, it's not necessarily from the New Jersey area or the New York area. It's really open to Army reservists throughout the country.
And how did this whole thing get started in the first place? I mean, whose idea was it?
So I wish I could tell you it was based on some really scientific evidence or discussions. It happened in a hallway conversation. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Filipovich from the United States Army Reserve and one of our vice presidents, Senior Operations Officer Jason Kreitner, met and were talking in the hallway about unique ideas and programs and developed this this program on a napkin. And when they presented it to myself and to the Army leadership, it sounded like a win-win situation for everybody.
And if you would, just give us a brief survey of the Hackensack University Medical Center. It's more than one hospital, isn't it?
It is. So Hackensack University Medical Center is a tertiary quaternary facility located in Bergen County in New Jersey. We're a 755-bed hospital. We're also part of Hackensack Meridian Health, which is the largest healthcare network in the state, going from the north, from the end of New Jersey all the way down south. We have 12 hospitals. We have two children's hospitals. And we have a large ambulatory presence in the state.
We're speaking with Dr. Ihor Sawchuk. He's president of Hackensack University Medical Center. What are some of the disciplines that the Army feels are needed in terms of training that they can get from your staff?
So the Army feels that they would like to gain exposure to various areas, including the emergency department and emergency services, to our operating rooms, to our inpatient and outpatient areas, for example, our specialized clinical laboratories, our radiology facilities, and really, if they have any other areas of medical specialty need, being the large medical center that we are, we have the capability to given the training.
Could be really almost anything that you would find a non-MD doing, but you said there might be MDs coming in later on?
There might be, depending on the Army's needs, and they certainly could then follow and observe our physician providers. And again, we have expertise in all the subspecialties of medicine.
How does it work physically? Do they live nearby?
What they do is they the Army provides areas for them to be housed in. They come to the medical center, and they're dressed in the appropriate military uniforms, and they shadow, they observe the civilian counterparts. They essentially follow them for an eight-hour period. They have debriefings, they have briefings, educational seminars. They participate in educational programs that we already have ongoing here at the medical center. They're really one of the family.
Now, I saw on a medical TV show many years ago, when you are learning, you watch one, do one, and then teach one. Do they get to do one? That is, do they get to actually try out things involving patients?
No, they actually cannot do hands-on work. You know, there are rules and regulations we all have to follow, and at this point, it's only an observation program.
Where will you go with the program? What's the long-term implication, do you think?
Well, the long-term implication is to open it up not only to the United States Army Reserve, but to any of the branches of the armed forces of this great country, and allow, you know, other hospitals in our system, not just Hackensack University Medical Center, to become part of the program. Right now, we're piloting it. We want to make sure that if there are any kinks in the program, we work them out. But we would encourage other institutions across the country to participate in Operation Hospital Smart.
And what about you personally? I read online that you are also a urologist. That's your area of practice. Do you still practice day-to-day yourself at all? And have you had some exposure with the Army people?
So I am a physician by training. I am a urologist, a urologic oncological surgeon. I do see patients, but on a limited basis now because of my administrative responsibilities of guiding this medical center. I do not have personal experience with the soldiers going through the training program, except for encouraging them, greeting them, and making sure they're well taken care of.
Dr. Ihor Sawchuk is president of Hackensack University Medical Center. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
We'll post more information and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.